On Friday, the New York State Military Museum will honor 7 local veterans. The men and women who served in various conflicts will be the latest to be inducted into the 43rd Senate District's Veterans Hall of Fame. The day will also feature a moment of remembrance for victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Republican State Senator Kathy Marchione says she looks forward to the annual ceremony.
It's once a year, but we should be thanking veterans every day, thanking them on the street when we see someone in uniform, when you see a gentleman who's a veteran wearing a hat that signifies that he is a veteran belonging to some organization or that he was a veteran. We need to stop and say thank you. We need to stop and let these people know how important they are to our country, how important they are to our future.
United States Army Green Beret Bill Allendorf served in the Vietnam War. He's a decorated soldier recognized for rescuing a fellow soldier named Larry D. Aiken in 1969. Allendorf was 22 years old at the time.
When we got to Larry, his head had been pounded in with, a rifle butt or some heavy object like that. They tried to kill him before we got there. He was half dead when we got there, but he was alive and not conscious, but his eyes were open. I tried to talk to him, and then we got to get him out of there. It was triple canopy jungle. It was very difficult to extract him.
Allendorf says he's honored to be a part of the ceremony Friday. He remarked on the change of sentiment toward veterans in the years since the Vietnam War.
There was no fanfare when we came home, if you know what I'm talking about. So it's nice. It feels very nice to be recognized and thanked for the service that I, gave to my country. So I'm happy about it.
Senator Marchione says she views the veterans' inductions into the Hall of Fame as a recognition that they take home.
That honor follows these veterans into the community, not just as a plaque being left, but actually honoring them into the community, and it just goes with them.
Friday's ceremony starts at 3 p.m. at the New York State Military Museum in Saratoga Springs. For more information, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.